Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And folks, I searched far and wide across the country, looking in airplanes, looking in cars, and I found Denny Brower. And Denny, you know, you're probably one of the most popular anglers. And a year ago, voted by Bass Fan the fans that you were the most popular tournament angler of all time. But I'm glad to have you on the program with me.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Denny Brower. You know, the back surgeries are behind you. You've had a year now behind you with a lot of tournaments and really trying to go at it strong. How's that back holding up?
It's really done relatively well. Obviously, after four surgeries in the same spot, it takes a while to get it back into shape. And that's what we've been working on in the off season right now. It's been a lot of walking, on a weight program, trying to get some weight back off and doing back exercises, really to try to strengthen it up. And so that come January, I can start the season in a little better condition than what I did this year.
Well, you know, Denny, I guess more than anything else, you talk about that being in the same location, and folks that don't fish, they may not realize just how important that back is. But have you ever used a butt seat up to prior to this time? Are you using a seat now still?
No, I never had. I'd fished my whole career standing up, and for the last 4 years, while I've been going through this back problem, I've had to use a butt seat. We've come up with a new seat where I can just kind of lean against it now, which puts me in a more upright position to where with the flipping and pitching technique, I'm a little better at presenting the bait than what I had been there for a while.
Well, I got to go down that path with you. Probably the foremost expert across the country at that technique. And, you know, I know the perfect jig and a lot of the things, you know, you're also a lure inventor. But you've really kind of raised the pinnacle and the bar a little bit with that flipping and pitching.
Well, it's been a good technique for me. It's been a good technique for a lot of people. And in tournament scenarios where you're fishing a five-fish limit, it definitely lends itself to catching better quality bass. So it's a great way to win a tournament when the conditions are right.
Well, you know, and I guess maybe I should go a little farther with that, is not only are you good at that technique, but all techniques. You know, Denny Brower, when he's on a streak, seems like you run a bunch of them, and you can throw just about anything. You like the rig, you like throwing a crankbait, you can do pretty much anything you need to do.
Well, you really have to nowadays. If I've got a major weakness, it's probably light line fishing, Terry. I've just never, ever been real fond of fishing light line and small baits. It just always seemed to me I was fishing for second place if I was doing that. And that's something I've worked on this spring here on Lake of the Ozarks to try to get better at it, too.
Well, it's really funny. One of your close friends, my close friend David Walker, was telling me one day that he tried to learn how to drop shot. And he said he felt like it was kind of like being a wimpy, you know, it was a wimpy thing to do. He just didn't feel comfortable doing it. Is that kind of what you're saying?
No, it really isn't. I think some of the guys are very capable of winning tournaments with that technique. They've got the same amount of confidence using the light line and drop shotting and things like that that I do in the other techniques like flipping and pitching and spinnerbait. So it's just kind of relative to your strength, and we all have different strengths.
Well, that is for sure. Now, you know, this year's been one marked with a little bit of controversy through the year. Not, you know, not something that other sports would see. We don't have the trouble with drugs and that kind of thing. But we do have a controversy now and again. And one that's come up that you're very close to is the Anheuser-Busch controversy. And I guess it was only a controversy if you let it be one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of unfortunate in a way, but everybody's entitled to their opinion. We live in a wonderful country where people can express their opinion. But in order for our sport to grow, Terry, as you well know, we've got to bring companies in from outside the industry, and that's what's going to bring more companies. And the fact that Anheuser-Busch was the first, there'll be people look at what they're doing, and hopefully it will help the sport grow. Advertising dollars have been hard to come by since 9/11. They've been real hard to come by, so this is a welcome boost to the sport of bass fishing.
Well, you have a very close relationship with Anheuser-Busch. I saw that boat and truck, and man, oh man, you see that thing driving down the road, it's impressive.
Well, hopefully we'll see more rigs like that. There's a lot of wonderful companies out there that I think the sport of bass fishing would really give them exposure at probably a cheaper rate than what they're used to with football and some of the other sports. So we'll probably see lots of rigs like that before the next couple of years are over.
Well, you know, Denny, as we travel the country and we talk to people and the people who know you and know about the sport, you know, one of the things I think a lot of people may not know about you is how much you're involved in lure design. And a company that's very, I guess, the beneficiary of that has been Strike King. They've done real well with your product.
Oh, you talk about a wonderful company to work with. John Barnes, the president of that company, and I were actually fishing last week working on new designs. He's very, very involved, as are the other guys that are in management at Strike King. But that, to me, is just so enjoyable when you can come up with a lure that'll help other people catch fish, and to have them come up to you at a seminar and tell you they won a tournament or the biggest fish they ever caught was on a bait you designed. That's more gratifying than you winning a tournament on it.
Well, you look across the bait line that Strike King has, and it's really, this isn't a commercial for Strike King, but it's a thing where they probably have more versatile and more different type lures for different types of presentations than any other company that I know of.
Well, they're fishermen for one thing, and the fishermen they have on their pro staff, they listen to. And we're wanting to go out there and win tournaments. We're wanting to go out there and catch more fish. So if we got an idea, they do pay attention to it and they follow up on it. And that's why they've got all these baits. And not every bait we design is a winner. Some of them are, and some of them, we just kind of scratch our head and start over again. So we're always trying to build the best baits.
Well, you know, I want to go down another path this afternoon before we did this interview. And as we sat down to do this, I ran into a guy named Bart Schad, and we were talking about the new seats in the Ranger. You know, they now a sponsor of my program here, and that those new seats are just unbelievable. You know, if you got that bad back, they really come in handy, don't they?
Oh, they are unbelievable. You're absolutely right. I wish we'd have had them 30 years ago. A lot of them 20, 30 mile rides I made in that real rough water would have been a lot smoother. But I'm just glad we have them now. The 520 Ranger I have, of course, has had them for a couple of years, and it's awesome. I mean, it's really taken the bumps out of the ride.
Well, I got to ask you family questions. You know, now that you're a grandpa, how's everybody in the Brower family? You know, Chad and all the rest of the Browers.
Everybody's doing good. Actually, Chad and his wife are on vacation this week, so we have the grandkids, and my grandson and I are going to Truman Reservoir in the morning to spend the day up there bass fishing.
Man, that sounds like a great time. Now, it won't be too long that you'll be in a tree stand, I would think.
No, it won't be. In fact, I've been seeing quite a few deer on my farm and was seriously thinking about putting a stand up over one of the food plots just to get an idea of what I really have going this year.
Well, you've got probably a good herd down there, and you've got a lot of stuff going on. Do you turkey hunt as well?
I sure do, Terry. I love turkey hunting. I love really all types of hunting. I still do some bird hunting up in Nebraska and Kansas, but probably number one is the white-tailed deer. To me, hunting trophy whitetails is an awful, awful challenge. It's just wonderful.
Well, the Bassmaster Classic coming up, and I'm sure you'll be there, you know, promoting those sponsors and stuff. What's going on during that for you?
Well, I will be down there promoting sponsors, and that's one nice thing. If you don't make it, at least you have the opportunity to go promote and meet the fans at the sports show. And I'll be down there for Evinrude with their direct injection engines. I'll be there for Daiwa. I'll be working some for Ranger and, of course, Anheuser-Busch. So I will be busy while I'm there.
Well, there's no question about it, and I want to make sure we mention Denny Brower last year, folks, was the Bass Fan most popular tournament angler of all time. And when you think of all those guys, Denny, I guess that's got to be something that still maybe something that was a fond memory.
That was a highlight of my life, basically, get an award like that from the fans. I can't ever express to them how much I appreciate them voting for me on that. That was just wonderful.
Well, and it wasn't close, really, folks. I got to tell you, it was a landslide victory. You know, they had to go through a series of different anglers, went through a series of voting, and it went like for about 5 weeks. And Denny, you won by a landslide. And I know why, because there's not a better gentleman out there in the world of professional bass fishing, no question.
Well, that's awful nice of you, Terry. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm ready to get a jig lesson here one of these days, so I'm going to have to traipse down to Lake of the Ozarks and come down there, and you'll have to show me where all your good brush piles are, and maybe we'll get a chance to dip a jig in there and try to catch one of those big largemouth.
Well, I'd be more than happy to. Fishing really has been pretty good again in Lake of the Ozarks, and them brush piles are real plentiful around about every boat dock.
Well, I guess, Denny, one final thing, as you look across the history of what you've done in bass fishing, if you look at the pinnacle, you've had them all, you know, Angler of the Year, you've won the Classic. What sticks out maybe as the final thing that you still want to accomplish?
Well, I'd like to be the first angler to win $2 million with bass. That's kind of the next thing in line, and I'm certainly not ready to retire. And the back's feeling so good now that I really feel that I can get the tournament end of my career stabilized and going in the right direction again. And But really, I don't set goals. I just go out and work hard, and whatever happens, happens. And I'm just fortunate a lot of good things have happened.
Well, I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.